Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be my talk about Bungie responding to the inquiry about PvP's future. It happened on a live stream. The chat became so rampant about it. They actually spoke directly to us about PvP. Wanted to do an updated video, kind of let you guys know they have said some things. I don't think people are reading this quite the way that they think they are. So I do want to talk about this. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can probably catch me live right now, twitch.tv/sayno2rage. And if I'm not live, click the follow button on my channel. That does support me and help me out. You can always tune in and take part in these discussions. So what was actually said is where we're going to start. What did they actually say? And I think that's really important because Deej did speak pretty frankly to the community, both live as well as some follow-ups on Reddit. I will be reading those things to you. So what was said? Secondly, I want to say this is good to know. It is good to know at a ground level, a player versus player environment will be persisting. But lastly, I want to talk about evolving. A lot of what's been said is right in line with things that I've been saying up to this point. I was incorrect about a few things that were influenced and informed by Anon the Nine leaks. We are getting a PvP environment continuing, but I don't think it's going to be what everybody's expecting. So let's just talk about what was actually said. So, for starters, when they were on the live stream for this bounty, the chat was just chanting PvP, PvP. They wanted to know about PvP to the point that the man himself, Deej, decided to be like, all right, I'm going to talk to the audience. And he said, this is his quote from the live stream. There's other things he said as well to follow up, but this is his quote from the live stream. I want to absolutely go on record and say that there are members of the development team who come into Bungie every day to work on Destiny, and they're hard at work upstairs right now on future evolutions for the Crucible. Okay, that's the initial statement. Now, people obviously start taking that, and I even said, I was like, okay, future evolutions of the Crucible. I've been saying the Crucible needs to evolve and change significantly. It's been a 4 to 5 year experiment that hasn't gone very well, right? So, someone comments on this on Reddit, it starts to get traction, and this guy says, what Deej said is future evolutions of the Crucible, and he says, what the community heard was, Crucible going forward is not going to be the Crucible you know today. Unfortunately, I think this guy is really accurate. Even though he thinks that we're misreading it, Deej replies with this response. Sorry this was confusing. It was a live fire exercise. This is why I like to write crap down, he swears. This is why I like to write crap down and let a dozen people look at it before we F5. Anyway, what I really meant to say was that the Crucible is going to grow from where it is currently. The essence of Crucible being pure PvP will remain, but there will be changes, okay? Now, keep in mind the language he's using there. It's very significant. He is saying that the essence isn't changing. It will still be player versus player. What Deej is pushing back on when he says that is what I and many others were thinking. They're going towards a melded environment of PvPvE. Gambit's an experiment. Anon 9 says the next game is going to have PvPvE areas similar to Planetside. And I think Deej is pushing back and saying, no, there will still be the presence of a player versus player environment. However, he says that it is going to grow from where it is currently. Okay? Even Dylan saying that Crucible's not going anywhere doesn't mean that it's not going to have a significant evolution and change. It is not going to be what it is right now. This gives a lot of credence to the fact that they haven't done anything with Crucible since Forsaken landed because they're going to change it significantly. It is still going to be PvP. They're still going to call it Crucible. I happen to think it's going to change significantly. It's not going to look how it looks right now. That is why Deej has to clarify and say it's going to grow from where it is currently. And when he says the essence of Crucible isn't changing, that means at its heart, it's still player versus player. But if the essence is the only thing that's really not changing, that means everything else probably is going to change. My gut, okay, I have nothing to base this on. My gut instinct says they're going to make it significantly larger. Bigger environments, bigger scale team battles to let the game breathe. That's just my gut prediction. I have nothing to base that off of other than we know Bungie likes to make really big pendulum swings and pivots, and Destiny 2 Vanilla was a stripped down smaller 4v4 and it didn't work. I think they're going to pivot really sharply away from that and go to a larger, bigger scale, big team battle environment. And that is where I think things are heading, which I do think will feel significantly different than Bungie's Crucible has always felt. That could lead to less hero moments. That could lead to less win your ones. We'll just have to wait and see. Again, that's just my gut. Now, secondly, I want to say this is good to know. I was never wanting a player versus player environment to just completely go away. I don't like the nerfs. I don't like the buffs. I don't like the sandbox being held back and continually sort of bogged down with Crucible problems. I did not want my Crucible friends to no longer have an environment to play PvP. I even said that I don't think they're going to find Gambit or a future PvPvE environment satisfying. They're going to want to play against other players. I said these things. I wasn't campaigning for it to go away. So it's good to know that folks that want to still have an actual pure player versus player environment without the Gambit sort of style thing or anything else, they're still going to get that. In essence, again, that's just the essence that's continuing. It's also good to know that they aren't investing in the current PvP situation. It's clear that the current situation in Crucible, the current feel and theme and thrust of Crucible, they're not investing in that. They're not. They haven't done anything with Crucible since Forsaken. They're not. They've done virtually nothing. And Deej's comments pretty much solidify my predictions in my PvP evolving talk that they're going to take the Crucible in a vastly different direction than it's been going. I was observing and arguing that for the last 5 years they've made no progress. This also goes hand in hand with predictions about staff changes, internal team restructuring, because that's going to be necessary if you're going to make significant changes to the Crucible beyond where it's been for the last 3 to 4 years. So let's talk about evolving, okay? That language I think is important. He said evolving on the stream. He says it's going to grow from where it is now, meaning that we're going to kind of leave behind where it is now. Growing from where we currently are, I think, is what most people want, honestly. I think that's what most people want. Even people that like Crucible would say, we've got to leave a lot of this frustrations behind. We've got to leave a lot of this stuff behind. The map design, some of the map design's terrible. You know, radar reach on some of the maps is fine. On other maps, it's too excessive. Putting 12 people on small 3v3 trials maps is incredibly frustrating for spawns. I think most people that have been talking about this that want more PvP, I think want it to change. I think they want it to evolve and progress. Even the people that play it would admit it hasn't really gone well the last 4 to 5 years. More than that, it makes sense of the pivot. Big changes take time, right? This makes perfect sense why they haven't done much. They had to basically change the entire landscape of the game for Forsaken, okay? And they haven't done anything with Crucible for months. What Deed says actually makes sense to what's been going on. They're slowly turning that rudder, changing. Big changes to Crucible are going to take time. This isn't going to be an overnight thing. So Deej's comments, I think, really give some great insight into the fact that, number one, I don't think you're going to get anything in Opulence. I don't. I think this is probably for either the next year or the next game, the big changes. That's what I personally think. I don't think you're getting anything in Opulence. Nothing significant, that is. This doesn't refute anything I've said. It basically confirms most of what I've said. 90% of my two videos on this are right on the money, in line with what Deej said. The only thing I was off the mark on was the prediction or the possibility suggestion that they may jettison classic PvP and go to a more melded mode, and I based some of that off of the shadow of Anon the Nine leaks, that they're going to a more planet-side melded environment. So I was wrong about that, but virtually everything else I said about it needing to change significantly and not being what it is now, it sounds like that's what we're getting. Deej really stressed changes and assured us that PvP is the main focus, not the 6v6 arena style that we have now. So at the end of the matter, I'm happy that folks who want PvP are going to continue to get it, But I would not put your hopes and chips on the table just yet. It may be a significantly different game by the time they're done with it. Because here's what I'm going to say that I've said a lot. I think they have two roads they can go down. More Magic or less Magic. That's what they've got to choose between. Right now, they try to have a mixture of both Magic and balance, and it just doesn't work. If they go with less Magic and go towards a more Halo style, that's a risk. You may not like that. A lot of people may end up liking that. Who knows? If they go down the road for more Magic, again, you may not like that. You may not like the strong weapons and exotics and things that cause chaos. Again, my gut is they're going to go for bigger environments, bigger battles, to give the game breathing room so that the power, the supers, and the exotics don't feel so necessary and domineering. So, we're going to transition to Q&A. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always catch me live, twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. As with all of my content, appreciate you listening and watching. Please like, share, and subscribe.